Oh, yeah, it's 7:01 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Pencil Point of No Return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. Tonight's episode, Can Do. Songs with can or do, or maybe can and do in the title. And sometimes do, or can. But tonight's backing track, Can 62. Peter J. and the Jaywalkers, Joe Meek production. Just heard the Crystals and the Do Ron Ron. Hey, I had it, you know, so what? They spelled it with two O's. Big deal. The Crystals was the Do Ron Ron single released on Phyllis in 1963. Not Phillies, but Phyllis. P-H-I-L-L-E-S. Stands for Phil and Less. Before that, Jandek, yes. Where else are you going to hear Jandek? The Man from Colwood. And Can I See Your Clock from the 6 and 6 LP. Came out in 1981 on Colwood Industries. Well, at the Mylands, and I Can Never Say. Previously unreleased, it's a Pretty Things cover. 7-inch EP released on Sundays in 2000. Well, at the Ramones with this week's Dance Sensation. Do You Want to Dance? Their treatment of the Bobby Freeman song from the Rocket to Rush LP, 1977 on Sire. I've had that since it came out. It sounds great. Well, at the Marauders, one of, I don't know, 4,568,000,000 bands called the Marauders back between 1964 and 68. Marauders were their version of I Can Tell, Bo Diddley tune. Originally released on Coolie in 1964, but I ain't gonna lie, I got off of Hipsville Volume 3. Came out on Cramden. I used to say, I've been watching the progress of the back and track. I used to say, it came out in Ralphie Boy, you know, it's Cramden. Anyway, before the Marauders, we kicked it off with a band called Family, just Family, and I Want to Do It, a track originally released on the Teen Town label, 1970. I got it off the compilation, Highs in the Mid-60s, Volume 15, Wisconsin, Part 2, 1985 on AIP. Anyway, coming up in these next 56 minutes will be this week's song that everybody knows. Tearjerker, a bonus tearjerker. I'll mangle yet another PSA. And so much more. And all of them will have at least a can or a do, if not can do, in the title of the song. Anyway, hope you're digging it. If not, get your own show. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
To me, I happen to please all the world. Please tell me no, for Christ's sake.
Sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Try to do the thing up in the gutter. Know those girls, JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate Alex Piandez with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
Hey, this is MJ Quirk from Club Linehan at Go-Go, The Soup Man, and many other bands. And you're listening to The Desperate Hours with my good budzo, Alex Piandez, on 91.5 WMFO, Tufts University, Medford. Now play some Rod Keith, damn it.
How can a man overcome his heartbroken pain when the only one he loves won't look his way? He just finds himself another girl, and she gives him love in a special way. Heartbroken pain, when deep down inside his heart the love still rings. Let's still replay any price to see her face, but instead he keeps turning the other way. How can a man overcome his heartbroken pain? Well, it's something that's hard to do. He wishes her out of this heart of his life. So hard for what a man has to. What you have been through, because I have had to go through it. Sometimes I sit down and hang my head. How can a man overcome his heartbroken pain?
7:25 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Station wants you to know the medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. Well, oh, somehow resurrected. I don't know why they would have killed it anyway. But anyway, here's my deed for the day. Well, the night. Anyway, this is the can-do episode of the Desperate Hours. Back me up once again for the next to last time. Peter J. and Jay Walkers with Can 62. You just heard The Uncalled For and Do Like Me, originally released on Laurie in 1967, but I ain't gonna lie, I got off of Pebbles Volume 8, 1980 on BFD. For that, Rod Keith, our Keith of the Week, and How Can a Man Overcome His Heartbroken Pain? Originally released on Preview with an Unknown Date. I got off the American Song Poem Anthology, Do You Know the Big Difference Between Big Wood and Brush? 2003 on Bar None. For that, The Monks, and We Do. Track originally released on the International Polydor in Germany in 1966. I got off the Black Monk Time reissue 1994 Repertoire in Germany. For that, bonus tearjerker, How Can I Tell My Mom and Dad? How Can I Tell My Mom and Dad? From the box set, One Kiss Can Lead to Another, the girl group song Lost and Found, came out in 2005 on Rhino. The original release was on Uni in 1969. For that, this week's tearjerker's only award-winning author, Darlene Lacey, could also introduce it. And Girls Can't Do What the Guys Do, Betty Wright, on the Alston label, 1968. For that, this week's song that everybody knows, Marvin Gaye, and Can I Get a Witness, 1963, on Tamla. And then before that, we kicked off the first set of the second hour with Tommy James and Sean Dells, and they have a version of Do Something to Me. That was also recorded a few years earlier by Question Mark and the Mysterians, and off the Crimson, this was off the Crimson Clover LP 1969 on Roulette. Anyway, we got two sets to go. Let me see if I can stuff the records I brought in with me into this last, 32 minutes. This is the Desperate Hours Can Do episode, all songs we can or do or can and do in the title on WMFO and Medford.
Who's that?
I don't know, but I like it.
Sounds of former meetings make lies of what is said now. Changing beers, wonder why the same words don't fit now. Cry. Sound
already been most everything at least twice around. It's not easy. The changes are so abrupt you scarcely have time to adapt. If you're a gazelle, you graze. But then suppose you're an anaconda and have to squeeze. It's totally different. The transitions can be terribly tiring. The temptation is not to change. Rest a voice tells you. Settle it, insist. Surrender it, pleads.
See the people all in line. What's making them look at me? Can't imagine that their minds are thinking the same.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Push your partner out and lift her, and touch the ground. You stand up and down. dancing, it is customary for the dancer and the audience to yell. They use their tongue and voice at the same time, like this.
Return carried.
And
Oh yeah, we're past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this next to last set of the evening. Back me up for the last time, Peter J and the Jaywalkers with Can Can 62. Came out on Decca 1962, produced by Joe Meek. I got off the compilation Destination Lust, Volume 2, 2020 on Bear Family in Germany. Just heard the Bo Brummels from the Bo Brummels Volume 2 LP, 1965 on Autumn and Can It Be. Before that, Freddy and the Dreamers and Do the Freddy, single release on Mercury, 1965. For that, Señor Jimenez y Los Taquitos and Shake the Can, track originally released on Feature in 1964, but I ain't gonna lie, I got off the Frolic Diner Part 2, the CD version. Came out in 1999 on Romulan. Well, that Turbans, What a Do. From Best Of Thingy, presenting the Turbans. No date on that, but it was the Herald label, originally released as a single in the Herald in 1957. Before that, The Move, and I Can Hear the Grass Grow. 1967 on DRAM in the UK. I'm not going to lie, I got that off the box set Movements, the 30th anniversary anthology, disc one, 1998 on West Side. For that, Chris Howard from the motion picture soundtrack of Girl in Gold Boots, directed by Ted V. Michaels. And Do You Want to Laugh or Cry from the Girl in Gold Boots soundtrack, released a couple of years ago on Modern Harmonic. Anyway, we got about, I don't know, 15 minutes left and some change. Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Do the thing you do. Oh, baby. Dan. Now, why don't you drop that tree you're holding and let's grab a vine and swing a little, huh?
You got light, boy? You got light?
Got what you wanted, Tiger. How does it fit?
Oh yeah, it's 7:54 Eastern Time and they're playing that song. You know what that means. These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, featuring rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, pop, truck, and a whole bunch of other stuff, like European film soundtracks, song poems, and other junk. From the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-were's from the 50s through the turn of this century. My name is Alex, and each and every Thursday evening between the hours of 6 and 8 p.m. Eastern Time, I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs. This was the Can Do episode. Songs with Can or Do in the title, or, well, Can and Do in the title. Let me tell you what I just played. The Trogs and their version of I Can Only Give You Everything from the EP collection came out in 1996 on C for Miles, originally released on Fontana in France in 1967. For that, the Ronettes with Do I Love You, 1964 on Phyllis. And before that, Elkie Brooks doing her version of The Way You Do the Things You Do, the old Miracles tune, originally released on Decca in the UK in 1965. I got off the compilation on the Detroit beat Motor City Soul, UK style, 1963-67. Came out in 2019 on Ace in the UK. Anyway, be back next week with another episode. Thank you for listening. I'm going to leave you off with something from the soundtrack of my adolescence that I hope you dig. My name is Alex. The pleasure was mine. Take care.
Oh.